Heroic Stories, restoring faith in humanity, one story at a time.
This is for her, by the Michigan Father. Times were tough, especially in small areas. I drove to a blighted part of the city with boarded-up homes. We were 5 months behind on electric payments, and I'd been calling to delay the shutoff for one more week. Twice they delayed the payment. At the zeroth hour, I pulled up to the building, preceded by a black woman driving a rusted, crumbling beater that shuddered to a stop. I walked in behind her, cash in hand, and waited in line. My children bounced on chairs nearby. Two women behind bulletproof acrylic windows took money, but only one line moved. Delaying the other was a long conversation from a young white mother with a baby on her hip. She wore pajamas and a sweater, was good-natured and laughing. "Well, so," she said, "you know how it is. I mean, they just sit there in a pile, right? I don't know where they go. I don't know. I probably lost it." The woman behind the 2-inch-thick bulletproof plexiglass nodded, unspeaking. Her nameplate said, "Ella." The young patron continued, "I mean, I guess the payment plan is good, but that's... how much is it again?"
$50, the woman behind the plexiglass prompted. The young mother said,
"Yeah, $50, I mean. And if we miss that today, then what? 50?
Ella confirmed, "Yes, 50, the payment plan we arranged."
"Boy, how could it be so much?"
A long pause.
"So what happens if we don't have the..."
"Ella, $50. That's when the account needs to be discontinued." The woman with the baby on her hip looked at the floor during the whole conversation, talking in a low voice, but in a silent room of people waiting. She talked as though every second she talked was another second the power stayed on, as though somehow in this circular conversation the situation would resolve itself. Momentarily irritated that one woman was taking so much time, I then felt some shame. I just waited calmly. Clearly, the young woman with the baby was just buying time. Seconds, moments, avoiding the inevitable. Her power would be shut off in the morning. Slowly the line crawled. My children became more animated and impatient. The woman with the baby kept talking. Then the woman in front of me went up to the counter, the woman who drove the rusted beater. She handed the teller a check. "This is for her," and pointed at the young mother with the baby. The woman who wrote the check left, beelined right to her beater, and drove off. The two tellers looked at one another, confused. One said to the young mother, "Well, I guess, Merry Christmas." The woman with the baby looked at the floor. "I don't think she pointed at me. I don't know her."
"She paid your electric bill," said the teller. "Next."
And the people in line, who'd been staring blankly, burst out into a joyous manner.
Visit heroicstories.org to read and leave a comment on today's story. Do you have a story to tell? Visit heroicstories.org/submit to review our story submission guidelines. Visit heroicstories.org/podcast for podcast and email subscription information, links to the Heroic Stories Facebook page, and information on sharing today's story. That's heroicstories.org/podcast.